Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize half an hour has vanished? Or when you're caught daydreaming about the future or dwelling on the past, missing the beauty of right now? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into a Stoic principle that can be your secret weapon for living a more fulfilling life, embracing the present moment. Because let's face it, folks, life is happening right now. All those worries about tomorrow? They haven't arrived yet. And all those regrets about yesterday? Well, they're already gone. The only thing that truly matters is this very second. Think of it like a gift, a precious, fleeting moment that we often take for granted. So how do we actually learn to live in the present moment? It's easier said than done, right? But trust me, there are some super practical strategies that can make all the difference. First up, mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about those fancy meditation retreats, though they're awesome. Mindfulness is simply being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and taking a moment to truly appreciate what's happening around you. You could try focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, noticing the rise and fall of your chest. Or take a walk outside and really pay attention to the sights, sounds, and smells. Let them wash over you. Next up, gratitude. Ever heard the saying, "What you focus on expands"? It's true. When we cultivate a sense of gratitude for the good things in our lives, big and small, we shift our focus away from negativity and worry. Take a few minutes each day to write down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or a supportive friend. Now, let's talk about saying no more often. We live in a world that constantly demands our time and attention. But learning to set boundaries is crucial for living in the present moment. When you say yes to everything, you spread yourself too thin and end up feeling overwhelmed. Instead, prioritize what truly matters and learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Remember, it's okay to step away from technology sometimes. That constant stream of notifications can be a major distraction from the present moment. Set aside dedicated time each day for unplugged activities, reading a book, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones face to face. Finally, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that you're doing the best you can, and every day is a fresh start. Think about a time when you were completely absorbed in an activity, maybe playing a game, creating art, or simply enjoying a conversation. What made that experience so special? That sense of flow, where time seems to disappear, is what living in the present moment feels like. So how can we bring more of that into our daily lives? Well, try incorporating those mindfulness practices I mentioned earlier. Focus on your breath, savor your meals, truly listen when someone's talking. Notice the little things. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, the laughter of a child. These seemingly insignificant moments can add up to create a more joyful and fulfilling life. Remember, friends, living in the present moment isn't about ignoring the past or future. It's about choosing to fully experience each day as it unfolds. It's about savoring the beauty of right now. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and keep practicing. And hey, if you find this helpful, don't forget to share the love, tell your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright and living in the moment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.